Welcome to Tip TV for Finance, where I'm joined by my co-host, Alan Green, who's Managing Director at Brand Communications, and our special guest, Chris Justham, is a Relationship Manager at Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Chris?
Very well, sir. You got my name Chris. Right as well, which is amazing. It's always a big bonus.
Right now, right? it's one out of two.
It's all right.
Okay, markets are benign at the moment, going into the summer. Is there any special angle, any special thing we should be thinking of at the moment?
I think it's Europe at the moment that's quite an interesting one, because we had three manifestos on three consecutive days over the last week or so, everyone's been focused on what's going on in the UK, whether that's currency, whether that's the U-turn, Andrew Neil interviewing Theresa May. Everyone's kind of forgotten about what's going on in Europe, whereas that was been the prime focus for the previous 6 months or so. After the referendum result, the big question mark was what's going to happen with the rest of the Eurozone. And you had a list of all these political events that were going to be coming up, where everyone then completely parked the fundamentals and the hard data, and they said, right, let's purely focus on this, because ultimately, if the shift to populism continues, because we had Marie Le Pen, we had the rise of...
Wilders and...
Yeah, exactly right. APD as well, and you've got Beppe Grillo in Italy and what have you. So you had this long list, and everyone's thinking, oh, we could be in a bit of trouble here. So a lot of people, therefore, went risk off in Europe, ignoring the currency for just a moment, but it's just a case of we can't afford to take any risk there purely because there are so many unknowns, and 2016 was the year of uncertain outcomes. So therefore people said, right, well, we'll just take that equity risk off the table for now and we'll look elsewhere. What's interesting is that since Macron's got in and since he won that second election recently, and the fact he's now got to go forward and try and make sure that he can put together a majority now, his ministerial posts have been pretty good. He's been well received by the populace and what have you. But actually, people are starting to settle down and think, well, if the surge of populism has receded, and Macron as well with his reforms for Europe, which are being seen as a positive, as well as what's going on in Germany as well, where the CDU have seemingly, I think it's the North Rhine-Westphalia region, which was a region that was going to be seen to be going the way of the socialists or the centre-left and Martin Schulz. The fact that that hasn't been the case, and that actually after a strong campaign focusing purely on really on security, they've ended up winning that, which means that Angela Merkel looks like she is going to win. I think it's pricing in maybe a 65-70% chance that she's going to win at the moment. Obviously, I specifically say they're pricing in because when we see what happened last year again, it's never nailed on. But what's interesting where that's concerned is you've got Germany, therefore, where the status quo looks like it might remain. However they form the coalition will be interesting. And then also Germany specifically mentioning as well that they are open to having discussions about the reforms of Macron that they were sceptical about before. So they've opened the door, if you like, to talks. And they're being galvanised, seemingly anyway, if you believe the press, by what's going on with the situation with Brexit. It would seem like Europe's starting to settle down, actually, which makes it more of an interesting area for, you know, certainly for taking a little bit more risk where equities
are concerned. So we looked as though we were walking the plank, but actually it's a walk in the park. I mean, everything has been passed successfully, Holland, France, Germany, everything's okay. We've got Greece with this charade about not paying them, but presumably they'll, you know, nobody's going to let Greece go, are they? So,
well, it comes up every 6 months.
Right, the cheque is going to be written with Greece. Yeah. So basically, the only risk now, in a way, is just a soaring euro.
Well, it's not the only risk, because you've also got the issue that, say, inflation. Again, we were talking about deflation in Europe last year, and everyone was panicking about what the impact was going to be. Negative interest rates. Is everybody, therefore, going to have a run on the banks? What's going to be the reaction from the populace again? And we've forgotten. And we've got memories like goldfish. And if the reason I mentioned not the only risk, it'll be interesting to see how people perceive if in the second half of this year we start seeing rhetoric going towards a taper, which would seem to make sense, because if a lot of these political risks have started to recede and the storm clouds are beginning to clear, they're not completely gone yet, but it's certainly a lot clearer than it was about 6 or 7 months ago. Are we going to see conversations about tapering and how will things react? It would seem to be a positive for the likes of the banks, who are obviously very, very sensitive to things like this. It'd be great for their balance sheets, and also the inflation piece and the fact that we're starting to move away from negative interest rates as well is a great positive for them. But the central bankers, we've lent on them an awful lot, haven't we, over the past few years since the financial crisis. They've been the fulcrum of pretty much everything. Yep. And as they start to talk, we'll have to see what happens when the markets react. But certainly where the euro is concerned... Sorry, go on, Alan.
I was just going to say, clearly the European economy seems to be recovering, and if Angela Merkel gets back in, which it looks as though is going to happen, it's going to really strengthen the case for the Eurozone again, isn't it? What ramifications do you think that can have for the UK? And as Theresa May, we assume, will go back in as she tries to negotiate Brexit.
Well, the currency piece is the interesting one, because we've seen renewed euro strength recently off the back purely of these political events that have been happening. As I said, purely because the survey data has been good, it's been fairly solid, inflation coming through, all these positives have kind of been there for a little while. So you would see the pivot point has been, as I mentioned, these political effects, if you like, receding. So from a currency point of view, whilst the sterling has been strengthening, obviously it's had a little wobble off the back of her U-turn, Theresa May's U-turn the other day, but these things happen in the run-up to a general election. And I think you can take the polls with a pinch of salt. They've been a nonsense, haven't they, over the last 2 years or so. So was the margin ever as wide as it was perceived to be? Who knows? And things tend to narrow anyway when we get towards the election. And then no one ever knows what the closet Conservative voter is going to do when they actually get into the booth. They don't want to talk about it with their friends. And that tends to have an impact, as we saw in 2015. So sterling, from that respect, we think there's a case of sterling strength, not necessarily versus the euro, which is why I mention it. Right. But where the referendum's concerned, or the results of the referendum and Brexit and these negotiations, I mean, what's going on in Europe is one variable of umpteen amounts. David Davis the other day saying that we're talking about a bill over 100 billion. We won't pay for it, we'll walk away. All these things are going to have an impact. What it does seem to have done is enable Europe to put on more of a united front. The 26 have said that they're more united on this than anything they have been. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. But the political piece and the fact that the politics are seemingly more stable enables them to have a foundation to begin working from, rather than someone like Marie Le Pen get in with her talks about holding a referendum herself. So it does help them, if you like, on the way with the negotiations with the UK.
Chris Justin, Relationship Manager at Seven Investment Management. Thanks for coming today.
Good to see you both.
Thank you, Chris. Cheers.